places today.
Thank you.
Okay, Radio Valencia. This is The Alchemist.
What?
Yes, you've reached the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. I got John Hell with me here. Say hello.
Well, I'm on this.
You're on that.
You hear me?
I do.
It's so good to be here with you.
Yeah, no doubt, brother. Maldor's in the bathroom. He'll be out in a minute.
No, he's not. He's right behind you. He's there to scare you.
Boo.
Oh, you got you left a little under there.
Yeah,
you got
to
wipe your nose.
My Neil Young moment.
Wipe. Cocaine boogers all around, everybody.
Hey.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know.
He's not saying anything.
Say something.
How about that? Well, that's music. How's that? Is that good? Is that too loud?
Thanks. There we go. Up was the wrong direction.
Ow.
Up is the new down, man.
All right.
Or down is the new up. I think that's actually the term.
On the cornflake cerebellum what?
Conflux cornucopia. Conflux cornucopia cerebellum cocktail hour.
Say that five times slow.
I can't. I can only say it fast.
I thought curated catastrophe was hard to say.
Yeah, well, those alliteration ones are different. Definitely. We got a lot of that CC going on.
Yeah.
I got four CCs. You got two CCs.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
So we're here with the power trio of Radio Valencia.
The movers and the shakers.
Wow. Have we ever? I don't think the three of us have ever been on together before.
Never.
Nope.
No, in all these years.
That's the first time, yeah.
Wow.
We're here because it was old man Palooza next door.
Makeout room.
Makeout room's
hey, man,
swap.
I resemble that remark.
Exactly. Middle-aged white men. Here we are.
Okay, so to be fair for the listeners, there was a record swap at Makeout Room Day. It was very successful. A lot of people came through. And I was DJing.
They got money out of me. They were successful.
Oh, man. So I was DJing. I'm John Hell. And I was DJing, and I was, like, announcing, hey, vendors, just come bring your records up, and I'll spin them, which was great. I did bring my own, which was very smart of me. But then eventually, every time I'm on the mic, I'm trying to talk about Radio Valencia, and I'm commenting about, you too could be a DJ, and I told you two earlier, I'm now telling the listeners I was very wise and did not say something like, except you middle-aged white guys, we don't need you. Because at least three of them are approaching me going, I think I want to do a show with you.
Yeah, well, there's three of them in this room right now.
Yep.
So, we own the quotia on that. God damn it, stay away.
It's a niche interest.
It's fine.
Yeah, it is.
What, doing radio or
no? Being a middle aged white guy.
That's true. No one's interested in it. We just happened to get here.
We fell into this lot.
Oh, man,
Jesus Christ!
I swore I was never going to do that.
What?
Become a middle-aged person.
Yeah, I was going to die at 27, right?
I didn't mean for that to occur.
We're supposed to do the Kurt Cobain thing.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
You know?
This is rough.
Janis Joplin.
I think I still have time.
A little bit.
If you divide it by two and add seven. You might just be there.
Do you have a theme tonight? Is there a musical theme for you? Or are you doing
tonight's musical theme is synoptic connections. That's pretty fucking loose in general,
wow,
isn't it?
No kidding. Where are you going with this?
I'm just doing stuff here. The next track I got coming up is some Rush track we call The Body Electric. So just kind of.
Hey, are you going to go to Rush?
I am.
You got your tickets?
Hello. Yeah.
Wow. How much you pay for this?
A lot.
How much? Over 100? Over 200? Over 300?
$200.
Are you going to that?
Fuck
not a war?
Fuck no.
Man.
But Metaskeptic will be very pleased that you're playing this, and we'd like to welcome Metaskeptic back to Radio Valencia.
Yes. Oh yeah.
He'll be starting his show 10 to midnight to 2 a.m. Yeah. On Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Following DJ Doug.
That's going to be fun.
That's cool.
He's just a massive Rush fan, and I know he's going to see Rush.
And that's a Little Hiss Muffet and DJ Doug, by the way.
Yes.
They're a tandem.
Unless they're doing 2112 back to front, front to back, I will not not be going.
What if they did
Rush.
Do it back to front?
That would be the... And it would end with the
overture, right?
Yeah. That would actually be pretty
that
cool.
That would be the way
wouldn't
to go.
Wouldn't it be wouldn't it?
Damn.
Dun, 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 dun,
I know. What's the most? What's the most that you would spend to go see a concert?
Do you want to know what's the most I have spent?
Okay, sure. We'll go there.
You know what? Festivals are ridiculous in America. So probably $350 or $400.
That's for like 20 bands in 3 days.
Well, yeah, but that makes sense.
But that's for like the Austin Psych Fest.
Yes.
And even then, I think it was only like 290. Because over 300, I think 300 is probably my break point. And I don't think you can go to Treasure Island for under 300. Mm-hmm. Well, Treasure Island, I'm sorry, Outside Lands.
Outside Lands.
Not that I ever wanted.
I would never do
that. Not that I've ever wanted to go to Outside Lands ever.
I am fully against paying any dollar amount to go see a concert in Golden Gate Park. No.
Oh, no. Last one, I saw the, I don't remember what they called it, but it was Beastie Boys and Bjork. And
yeah, I was there. That was the Tibetan Freedom Concert.
Yeah, that was it.
I did do that, so okay, I'll take it back. I did that, but
that cost money?
Yeah, that cost money.
That was 20 bucks, right?
Yeah, but it was...
If that,
and it was like 30 years ago.
Uh-huh. You're right, I know. So I'll pay for Mosswood Meltdown. And that's like 100 bucks for 2 days.
Yeah, okay.
90, it was like 90 for 2 days for Mosswood.
Oh, so for individual band...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking initially.
Shit, yeah, I'm still at like 50, 60 bucks. But then I keep seeing things.
Yeah,
I keep going to see things, and it's like, oh well, that was actually 100 when everything was said and done.
Yeah, you go to a show at Yoshi's, and you're like, oh, it's only $25 for the show, and then you buy dinner, and it's like, the next thing you know, it's like 100. You know, like what the hell?
I'm trying to think of the last time I spent 100 bucks on an artist. Oh, Paul McCartney closing out Candlestick Park.
That's a pretty big.
I probably did that.
Yeah.
I took my daughter, and that was a big deal. So anyway, I'm curious for our listeners. Go on the Chatterbox and let us know yours.
Well, I am going to say it's a peculiarly American thing. When I go on, follow bands on tour in Europe, you know, tickets every night are like $25-$30.
No, we have a very fucked up system here.
Yes, because it's owned by monopolies, like fucking Ticketmaster,
AXS. No, I know. It's ridiculous.
You know, California passed the law that said before you purchase, you know exactly what you're paying.
The final price.
Yeah, they can't.
They now have that. That's only been like...
Well, but that tells me oftentimes I'm not buying that thing. I'm not buying that ticket.
No.
But hell, you're going to see Rush for $200. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I
had sponsorship.
Okay. That's fair.
Prodigy at the Warfield was the most I paid recently, and that was still only like 89.
All right.
So, that's still so much more than $25-$30.
At this point in my life, I'd rather spend money on a band I've never seen than a band that I have seen. Right. You know,
Prodigy were really fucking good.
Oh yeah, I saw Prodigy. Actually, I saw the Prodigy open up for Tool.
Oh wow,
okay, that's a while ago.
That was a good double bill. That was at the San Jose Civic, and
I swore I was leaving 15 minutes ago. I'm going to have to leave the. You guys could be a power duo,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, bye, Maldoror. He's on Sunday afternoons, everybody.
Yeah, Sunday.
I'm ahead of myself till I actually call a fucking car.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. You better do that, though.
So you're seeing Rush. You saw Rush before.
Oh, every tour almost, except for the last one. Which really bummed me out, because I was like, I've seen them about 25 times, and I've done seeing them. And this is there'll be another tour.
So you're playing Rush now? Okay, we're going to shut up, because nobody wants to hear us anymore.
Yeah, no doubt.
Radio Valencia, the place to be. I'm playing. Oh, okay. I'll tell them later.
We'll tell them down a straight.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Been here, but somehow I think I have. let myself feel nothing. Walk away, pissed and crunchy, toothless and pungent. I'm sure you deserve it.
Roll this. waves. Planet of the apes, Mother Earth, free the slaves. Mad doors, a lot of zebras to ride. Bliss, Greek, lingo, old tech heights. Dinosaurs, hot rods, Mexico. Game recognized, game recognized, in the flame. In the flame, in the flame. Still in all sleep tonight. Light the scope, sad imagination ride. Clips of the soul, everybody has a plan. I didn't even describe where they once went. In space and time, I'm a feedback man.
The
gods play
feedback.
Ground, my neighbor's house had burned down, and all that.
Valencia. That's the Alchemist. Conflict's going to copy Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. We did lose Steve. John Hill is still here, though. Yeah, he is still here. All right, so just a quick breakdown on what you heard. You just heard Beijing Taxi, Viagra Boys, from their Street Worms album. We had Three Association with La Dolce Vita. Time Deer, great track by Bent Knee from their Land Animal album, came in 2017. Lost Like This, Oingo Boingo, from their Boingo release, the last studio album they did. And then, yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't. I turned on the wrong one.
No, you're fine.
Okay, and then we started out with a Rush Body Electric, which you probably didn't hear that because we were babbling our asses off. But that's okay.
Something like that. Doing fine.
John Hell still with me.
I'm Melder, right here.
Melder did have...
He bounced.
He's doing his show.
He's better than us. He has better things to do.
Yeah, I know. We're losers.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a date. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
me. Wish I had a crooked face and a body for brawls and pots.
Yeah. So, your show's great. I like listening to your show.
Thank you, brother.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm on Monday nights, and this Monday night at 8 o'clock, I'm hosting my 15th annual...
Annual.
Yeah. And I'm doing 1981. Very excited.
I'm super stoked to hear this show.
I have you and a few others to thank because, you know, every year I'm like, I don't know what year to do. And like five people recommended 81. And I think it was you and Maldor who were kind of the capper.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 81.
Yeah, 81 is a good damn year. Yeah.
And I might do 8 to midnight. It's definitely 8 to 10 Pacific, but 8 to midnight is a possibility. I have plenty of music. And I don't have to wake up early on Tuesday. Hell yeah.
I think that's a beautiful
thing. It's going to be fun.
That's a beautiful thing, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm with you, fellas.
Outstanding. We don't have anything to do. Now, this is an inside joke for you listeners. We were going to have a radio meeting because Maldor and the Alchemist and I, we're the guys who do most of the stuff. So we're like, we should have a meeting. Yes, we should meet and talk about the things that we're supposed to talk about. And so we did that now. You don't have to do that then.
Yes, exactly.
Aren't you all happy? You're all better now that you
we
know
are
that,
right? We're better.
I don't mean you. I meant the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
They're better than us.
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
We need them more than they need us, for sure.
So who's playing tonight in Makeout Room? What do you say his band was? Tiki Talkics? Telekinetics?
Not the Heliotronics, because that's another band. I know those. Telekinetics.
They're playing tonight in Makeout Room.
Yeah, and they're part of, he's one of the members of, what's it, Titan Ups.
Titan Ups. That played with us.
That played with us.
For us on a phone.
Yeah, on one of our,
it'll come to you. It's working its way. Senior moment.
Fundraiser show.
We were just talking about middle age. You're already getting to the senior moments, man. Don't do that.
God damn it.
Don't do that. Okay, before last break, we were talking about the most expensive shows you've gone to. What's a show that you never made that you, or an artist you always wish you saw, you never had a chance to see, that you could have seen? Meaning they were alive and performing. Maybe they even still are, but they're
Nirvana.
You never saw them?
I never saw them.
Wow. I did. I saw the Warfield show.
Yeah, I mean,
October,
I saw a lot of the bands from that time period.
Sure.
Like, multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, multiple times. But I never saw them. For whatever reason, I missed it. I mean,
yeah.
Shit. I even saw Mudhoney like three times.
Sure, I saw them lots.
Yeah.
I saw October 91, the Warfield. Mm-hmm. And we at KFJC, we had tickets, so I gave away tickets on my show. I was dumb. I asked for the 91st caller.
Oh, shit.
And, man, I got it, and the phone didn't stop ringing.
Wow.
But then I went to the show. A bunch of KFJC folks went to the show.
I wish I was there for that. That would have been fun.
It was so tight. Sister Double Happiness and Tad opened. I was on the floor for it. It was so packed. It was you couldn't move. It was like a human wave. Like, if people moved,
you were moving, yeah.
So I body surfed out. They had to lift me out. I couldn't. I was not going to stay for Nirvana for that. I went right up on that first level, right up off the floor, and I stayed stage right the whole show. I got to see all of Nirvana right in front of me.
Oh, wow.
It was really amazing. But on the way out, I parked my... Do you remember that Mustang I had?
Yeah.
Okay. Alchemist and I have known each other over 30 years. So
yeah, I don't know. We go
I had that 67 that 67 Mustang, which, by the way,
that was the funnest car you ever owned.
No,
actually,
it was not. That thing was a piece of crap. The funnest, most fun car I ever owned. No, it was jinxed. I'll tell you why I didn't like that car. Because the moment I gave the guy the check for like $1,500 to buy it, and the moment I handed it to him, he goes, I'm serious. He takes it out of my hand, and he goes, good luck. This thing's jinxed.
What the hell?
I blew the head gasket on that thing three times. No, the car that was the most fun for me was my my was the Volkswagen Camper that I eventually sold to you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was one car for me, too, for a while. And then I bought a second one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, wait. Let me get back to this. I parked the Mustang down Market Street. It was actually right off Market Street. And it was down like three blocks. And I'm going back to the car after the show. Every car I pass has a smashed-in window. Every single car. And, of course, I'm like, man, I'm so far down there. I'm fine. And I'm getting closer and closer, and every car's got a smashed window. And I'm getting nervous because it's getting closer. And I get right to my car. And they smash in. The fuckers smashed in my wing window. Now, if it was a regular window, it would have been fine. I could have replaced it. The wing window, I don't think I ever replaced because it's right, a 67 Mustang.
Mustang, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to find this. I think I could have gone to a junkyard. The thing is, I didn't keep anything in my car because all my cars used to get broken into. You learn don't keep anything in the car.
No, no shit. You never keep shit
in
your car.
Don't keep things in your car. There it is. Yeah, anyway, that's my story. Tune in Monday night, 8 o'clock Pacific to Hell's Kitchen Radio.
Hell's Kitchen Radio, yeah.
1981, my 15th annual.
I'm super excited for that show.
I am, too.
I
better get ready for it, too.
You haven't started?
I got to do something. Tune in and find out if I can anything.
At least you know you won't find yourself in 82. That disco harp feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God, Asia. Jesus.
Come on.
I've been beaten up from making fun of Asia too many times, so.
Wow, I don't know. That's a story.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
No, I'm just verbally beaten.
Okay, got it.
Verbally beaten. Asia's a better band than you think. No, they were terrible.
No, they're not.
They were terrible.
Oh, that's what I was. Okay, so you said Nirvana.
Yeah,
that's a band you never saw. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been lucky enough, and so have you, to see really great artists. But, you know, there's some that were alive that I had a chance. I never saw Miles Davis.
I did. I saw Miles Davis. I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan. There's some shit I saw.
I didn't see Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan in his last show with Jeff Beck.
Oh, man, that tour was great.
That was an amazing tour.
I have some bootlegs of that tour.
And my brother was so pissed at me because he got busted by my parents for something. I don't even remember what. And I ended up with his ticket. That's how I ended up with that show.
Wow.
He's like, ah, he's so bummed about that. He was so, so bummed.
I can imagine. Yeah, so not seeing Stevie Ray, not seeing Miles Davis when I had a chance. Other than that, for my life, it's like, I got to go see that band. I got to go see that artist. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Who do you got? Who's coming?
This is Love and Rockets. Mirror People, yeah.
All right.
Well, time goes by so slow, man. We got Clash coming up after that, Butthole Surfers,
nice.
Some other good shit. So, hey, thank you for hanging around with us. Confos going to Corpus Cerebrum Cocktail Hour. I've got John Hell with me.
Hello.
From Hell's Kitchen on Monday nights. Yeah. We had Maldor earlier, so that was awesome.
Right.
That's Scary Catastrophe. That's tomorrow.
That's right.
2 to 4.
That's right.
Yeah, so tune into that shit, because these are fucking great shows, man.
That's right.
I love you all, brothers and sisters.
We love you.
We love you, man.
Alchemist.
But we can't have my Bud Light.
Radio of Valencia.
Get no supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. And the battle is getting hard in this Irish Armageddon tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it over. No one will guide you along in time. We'll be right back.
tonight. A lot of people wanna get no justice tonight. Remember, I can't get over.
The girls and the money and the shame of life. My shadow, mine is just a sign of your game.
There were girls in the back and there were girls petting squirrels, and there were squirrels smoking crack with an old Navy SEAL in the DEA and a loaded automatic just to blow me all away with the dog drinking liquor from the hole in the sky and a picture of a picture from the digits at a guy. He had a problem with his sister and a 3D cups and a brother with a shovel just to shake it all up.
I love the girls and the money and the shame of mine.
I'm found in the people on the street where the flows in the middle make the people whine.
My shadow, mine is just a sign of your game of mine.
Get found in the little bit the rest where the people on the street put the metal to the test.
A locomotive in a vehicle and a knuckle in a fight. And I was hiding in the bushes, but I couldn't stand the light. And he was highly indisputable, the leader of the gang. Like a bullet in a freezer, bang, bang.
I love the girls and the money and the shame of mine.
I'm found in the people on the street where the flows in the middle make the people whine.
My shadow, mine is just a sign. You're a game of mine.
Bacon, cooking, egg, and his shoe. I had to wait, and all the stereos began to sing a tune. Told us we were just a vision and a dream about a shoe that was walking to the store to find a needle for a soul that had lost a little reason to a little tiny hole.
I love the girls and the money and the shame of mine.
I'm found in the people on the street where the flows in the middle make the people whine.
My shadow, my just a sign of your game of mine.
Negative skies seem
Skinny Puppy there from Two Dark Park. Fantastic record that was. 1990, that's a long time ago. It's fun stuff, yeah. T. F. NWO. What the fuck it means, I do not know. All right. John Hell's taking a break from his banh mi.
That's good.
They do have a good banh mi over there.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So that was fun. I don't know what TFWO means. I don't know, the fucking world order. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. The lyrics don't lead me to any kind of conclusion there, and I tried looking it up on the internet, and it led me nowhere.
The internet doesn't know it, then.
Fucking nobody does. Well, it's an inside joke for the band, I'm sure.
It might be.
Very much will be. Nuclear Fusion, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The Flying Microtonal Banana. What a great album that was.
Excellent album.
That was the album you turned me on to, actually.
That was the second album of theirs I bought.
Yeah.
The first one was the In Your Mind Fuzz.
A great album as well.
Both of those are great. Yeah, I remember being so excited.
Yeah, when you told me about him, had this look in your eyes. It's like, this is the best thing ever. You gotta hear it. And I did. And I agree.
Turned so many people onto that band. That's one reason we do Radio Valencia. We have to turn you on to great music.
Absolutely. We're always digging deep. I'll play a classic now and then just to kind of cleanse the palate. But for the most part, we're playing some avant-garde. Interesting bullshit.
And that is a thing, right? It always begs the question when you're doing community radio. Do I always play very subversive things that are always on the edge? Do I ever play anything that's accessible? It's a regular debate among DJs. You know?
Yeah,
what are we supposed to do here? What's our responsibility? I don't want to completely antagonize and ostracize my audience, so I have to play a few things that are accessible, but that doesn't mean you need to know the artist. Maybe it's just a friendly-sounding song to you.
That's true. And there are plenty of bands that are on the underground that are doing friendly-sounding music.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway.
That's just my opinion. There's, like, you know, these subtle classics like this one, which is just fun.
What is this?
Earth People. Dr. Octagon.
Oh, my God. I love this album so much.
It's so good.
New York and Jupiter. Oh, my God.
I was born on Jupiter.
New York and California. I was born on Jupiter. Oh, this album is the best. The second one is okay, but it's not this one.
No, this album is... This album.
I don't want to interrupt it.
All right, let's play it.
Radio Valencia. Skills on Ampex. With power meters and heaters, gauge, antifreeze, octagon, oxygen, and aluminum intoxicants. More waste up, low blood cells in your face, react with 4 bombs and 6 fire missiles. Armed with 7 rounds of space doodle pistols. You may not believe living on the Earth planet. My skin is green and silver. Forehead looking mean, astronauts get played tough like a ukulele. As I move the rockets, overriding levels, nothing's aware, same data, same system. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Controlled by gamma light. Now my helmet's on. You can't tell me I'm not in space with the National Guard, United States Enterprise. Diplomat of swing with aliens at my feet, coming down the rampart through beam on the streets. Obsolete, confused, compounds and dead sounds. As I locate intricately independent, economic mama got saved, restore food. And Capsule D, my program is ability, far reaction in response to a no one. Identification code, unidentified. I got cosmophonic, press a button, change my face. You recognize, so what? I turn invisible, make myself clear, reappear to you visual. Disappear again, zap like an android. Face the fact, I fly on planets every day. My nucleus friend, prepare, I return again. My 7XL is not yet invented. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people, I was born on Jupiter. Earth people, New York and California. Earth people.